Coach's Insight continues here on at KR93.7, talking Jefferson County North basketball with girls head coach Steve Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, out of the break, first game of 2022. It was a tough out. ACCHS, a very good team. You lose on a Tuesday night. Take us back to that game a little bit, kind of dissect it for us, ultimately what led to the loss and the challenges that ACCHS presented on Tuesday.
Well, obviously they present a lot of challenges. They're really good team, good shooters. Excuse me. They, got some size inside, well-rounded team. Anyhow, I thought we had a great start. We came out, really played good that first quarter. I think we had an 11-9 lead. And then, you let them get open and hit a shot, it's like opening the floodgates. And they got hot outside, hit a few shots. And then I don't think our second quarter, we gave them some open looks, but we didn't play all that bad. And then we just kind of got bogged down in our offense, didn't move in our offense like we want to move and everything in the third quarter. And then we just started throwing some things at the wall to see if they'd stick in the end of the third, the fourth quarter. Trying to see what we could possibly do and see how it would work against them. And really nothing worked well against them once they got hot. So, kudos to them. They played a really good game. And like I say, we had that first quarter to build on. Then we had moments after that. We just need to string those moments together so we have a lot more up in a row.
Now that we're back, start of the new year, the schedule really picks back up. We really get into the thick of things now. As we kind of move forward here in the next couple of weeks, we'll get into some mid-season tournaments coming up. What's the focus or what's the point of emphasis that you're kind of utilizing with your team throughout these games and practices that you're really trying to build upon towards we get to this second half of the season and towards the push towards sub-state?
Really, the biggest thing trying to build upon is just getting, a couple things here. One, we're attacking the basket, and a lot of times we're playing too timid on offense. And we want to attack the basketball. And I thought that's what we had success of in the first quarter last night. The other thing, we just want to get to where we're comfortable running our offense. Because, like I say, our offense gets involved at times. And we do a lot of standing and we need to get the movement going. So those are probably our two big areas that we're focusing on offensively. And then defensively, we got to work a little more on, come across good shooters like Effingham had. We've got to get out on them a little better. But for the most part, our defense has been the thing that's kept us in most of the game.
Friday, you get Valley Falls, a team right now at 4-3. They're coming off a win over Moore Hill Mounts Academy on a Tuesday. They won that game by 7. You look at Valley Falls, what are some challenges that they're going to be able to present this week?
Well, they like to pressure teams, and we haven't seen a lot of teams that have pressed us yet. So that'll be something new for us to work with. And then another thing with them is, again, there's some good shooters. They're going to hit the outside shot if you leave them open. So hopefully we can learn from some mistakes last night and be ready to go on Friday.
That is Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us here on our Coach's Insight on KR93.7, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. It is JCN and Valley Falls coming up on Friday night. Those games you can hear on KR93.7. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us. Good luck on Friday, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.